Did you know there's evil in the world? There is evil in the world. How do we recognize evil? Well, you turn on the television or all kind of crazy stuff that is. And Jesus dealt with evil when he was here on this earth also. We don't think about that, but it was that we have a battle of good and evil going on within us all the time. All the time. Did you know you got to learn to be evil? But you also got to learn to be loved by God, because it's a choice that we have. And how we learn evil, as I don't know. You would think that that would be an awful thing to learn. Why would somebody want to be evil? But we also got to learn to have a relationship with a loving God who created us. Jesus healed so many things, including a person that was controlled by demons. So I want to talk a little bit about the thing about evil. And I want to use from my scripture text this morning, Luke chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. Thank you, Phil. He's always so faithful getting the scripture up there on the board. Because even though I ask you to follow along with your own translation or something like that, translations are a little different, and sometimes the words are a little different, even with the New Living Translation. But it's always good, because if you bring the scripture through your mind's eye into your heart, and sometimes I make some mistakes and different things, but if you're reading it along with me through the mind's eye, it gets in your spirit. New Living Translation says this: Jesus heals a demon-possessed man. 26. So they arrived in the land of the Gerasenes, across the lake from Galilee. And as Jesus was climbing out of the boat, a man who was possessed by demons came out to meet him. Homeless and naked, he had lived in a cemetery for a long time. And as soon as he saw Jesus, he shrieked and fell to the ground before him, screaming, "Why are you bothering me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Please, I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had already commanded the evil spirit to come out of him. The spirit had often taken control of the man, even when he was shackled with chains. He simply broke them and rushed out into the wilderness, completely under the demon's power. "What's your name?" Jesus asked. "Legion," he replied, for the man was filled with many demons. The demon kept begging Jesus not to send them into the bottomless pit. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the hillside nearby, and the demons pleaded with him to let them enter into the pigs. Jesus gave them permission. So the demons came out of the man, entered the pigs, and the whole herd plunged down a steep hillside into the lake. When the herdsmen saw it, they fled to the nearby city and surrounding countryside, spreading the news as they ran. A crowd soon gathered around Jesus, for they wanted to see for themselves what had happened. And they saw the man who was possessed by the demons sitting quietly at Jesus' feet, clothed and sane. The whole crowd was afraid. Then those who had seen what happened told others how the demon-possessed man had been healed. And all the people in the region begged Jesus to go away and leave them alone, for a great wave of fear swept over them. So Jesus returned to the boat and left, crossing back to the other side of the lake. And the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go too. But Jesus said, "No, go back to your family and tell them all the wonderful things God has done for you." So he went all through the city telling about the great thing Jesus has done for him. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.